Innisfail. There was passionate but respectful discourse last week during Town Council's examination of a summary of priority capital project expenditures, and Dodds Lake was at the top of the list. The administration report at Council's Agenda and Priorities meeting on April 4 was tabled by Megan Jenkins, Director of Corporate Services, who encouraged Council to prioritize projects that would allow administration to develop financial models and projected timing that would reflect available funding. Deep reflection on these projects, in conjunction with Council's strategic priorities, will allow administration to develop greater clarity around these projects, said Jenkins in her report to Council. This may require focused sessions for Council to discuss the listed projects in greater detail. Among the 2022 priority projects on the list for Council discussion on April 4 was the town's $1.3 million housing expenditure in Hazelwood Estates, playgrounds, and land development. But it was an item that was not on the 2022 list that garnered the most passion, Dodds Lake. Town. Gavin Bates, who said he had a bunch of questions about the list, noted there was no capital projection in 2022 for Dodds Lake despite ongoing concerns about parking issues and increasing congestion in the boat launch area. Bates noted there was competition from other capital priorities, and added that unless the town receives grant support for the Dodds Lake modernization project, the future vision for the lake is probably not ever going to happen the way it was originally painted. And even if we do get a grant, it might be a struggle to figure how to deal with the grant and the additional dollars, said Bates. I do feel, probably even in 2022, you're going to have to find some money for parking. I think once the ice goes out and we see the people coming, we're going to have to take maybe the area that was on the schematic and prepare it for some parking. I do still think we are going to hear it within the next 2 months dealing with the Dodds Lake parking, added Bates. I just know that is going to happen. Todd Becker, the town's chief administrative officer, told council that administration has been doing preliminary work on the Dodds Lake parking issue and a report will be coming back to council in the near future. Town. Jason Heisted said he agreed with Bates that the parking concerns at Dodds Lake is going to be an issue, but added administration is already aware of the concerns that need to be addressed. Heisted added he appreciated administration's efforts in tabling the capital projection report, noting it was a refresher going forward. Another way to look at it is there's only so many marbles in the jar, and council's priorities and vision and communications is very important as you invest in one, and what is not to be invested in, replied Becker. Meanwhile, Town. Janice Wing expressed alarm of the latest capital projection cost of the proposed event stage, which began at $25,000 last November during budget deliberations, and then to about $100,000 at a recent council meeting and now at $150,000 for 2022 in the April 4 capital projects report. It was a bit of a shock, said Wing with a chuckle. I'm not sure that when I reflect back on the budget conversation and we talked about having a stage, we actually anticipated having something quite that grand. If we're looking truly sincerely at something that large, I think we have to have a bit of a larger conversation around the cost of maintaining, the risk and the liability and all that other stuff. Council approved a motion to accept the administration report as information.